The opponents are locked in. The locations are set. Tonight, we find out what the NFL season calendar looks like. This is the NFL Schedule Release Special, powered by ESPN Wisconsin. Alongside Gabe Neitzel, here's Alex Stroh.
Yeah, away we go on a Wednesday night.
That music, Stroh.
Let's go.
Feels like football season. Let's go. We have a schedule.
I need this, man.
The 2025 Green Bay Packers. Before we get to that schedule, let it out.
Giannis is getting traded to whatever team. I got to read that every day. I need this. I need this today.
This is one of my favorite days of the NFL offseason. Goes right along with the draft, the first day of training camp, the first preseason game. Stays right up there. We have a schedule for the 2025 Green Bay Packers. We will run through it with you. We will react with Jason Wilde. Gabe and I will play our annual tradition. We will play the schedule game around 7:30 tonight. And maybe we'll react to the social media video that they put out there every year, which usually
it's
is pretty
it's
bad.
Up. Looks like Josh Jacobs is featured early. Again, hard to watch that with, you know, no audio.
But. Yeah, we'll look at it in the break, but we will get to all that with you until 8 o'clock tonight. And here we go, Gabriel, you and I, we will switch off, we will take turns as we run you through the 2025 Green Bay Packers schedule. It begins for the first time in Matt LaFleur's tenure as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Sunday, September 7th, the Packers play host to the back-to-back NFC North champion Detroit Lions.
Then you just have to wait 4 days for week number two, Thursday night football, also at Lambeau Field, as the Washington Commanders will make a visit to Green Bay. Prime time on Prime, week two.
Week number three, the first road game of the season for the Packers, September 21st, after 10 days off. They head to Cleveland to take on the Browns.
Week number four. Another prime time matchup, not shocking, as they head down to Jerry's World in Dallas. Brian Schottenheimer, the new coach of the Dallas Cowboys. So the first quarter of the season closes out on NBC.
And the first quarter of the season really closes out because week five is the Green Bay Packers bye. Hate that.
Hate it.
Don't like that at all. That is an early bye. It's a gross bye. Not very fun.
Week six, get back to Lambeau Field as the Cincinnati Bengals will make a visit. Who knows if Trey Hendrickson will be with the team or not by week six.
Will he be on the field that day? For one team or another.
I mean, I'm doubting that he's on the field that day.
Can I give you an early prediction?
Yes.
That game, week six, between the Packers and Bengals, highest scoring game of the NFL season.
Ooh. All right.
How's that for a take?
Somebody's not high on the Packers defense. We can talk about that later.
Week seven, the Packers head to Arizona. That is October 19th. Probably a noon game between the Packers and the Cardinals, week seven.
Week 8, still on the road, another interconference game in Pittsburgh as the Packers take on the Steelers Sunday night football. Seems like they're betting that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback there, but two historic franchises, Sunday night football, you can still sell it whether or not the former Packers quarterback is under center in Pittsburgh.
For those of you keeping track at home, that's 8 weeks, 3 primetime games. Week 2, Thursday night football against the Commanders. Week 4, Sunday night football at the Cowboys. And week 8, Sunday night football at the Steelers. Week 9, kind of a snooze fest. The Packers will host the Panthers to start the month of November.
Month of November continues with yet another primetime game. The Philadelphia Eagles, defending champs, coming to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for ESPN and ABC's Monday Night Football.
Sticking with the NFC East in Week 11 as the Packers head to the Big Apple to take on the Giants 6 days after they face the Eagles.
So no division games after Week 1. We finally rectify that in Week 12 as the Vikings come to Lambeau Field.
Short week, Week 13 for the third year in a row. The Packers play on Thanksgiving for the second time in 3 years. It is in Detroit. Against the Lions, that is the early kickoff on Thanksgiving. Noon kickoff central between the Packers and the Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving.
Third straight division game in the heart of the schedule. The Bears will make their trip north in week 14.
On my birthday, how fun. Week 15, the Packers head to Denver on the 14th of December.
And then on a Saturday, Second time in 3 weeks, Packers will play the Bears, but we already knew week 16 down in Chicago. That'll be a standalone game on that Saturday on Fox.
Unbelievable. Two matchups with the Bears in 13 days. Sure, that will not get any animosity won't exist between Jim Rutledge and the rest of us. Week 17, the Packers host the Ravens.
Just a day that ends in Y.
Yeah, that's a good point. Packers host the Ravens week 17. That is their final home game of the season as well as their final game of the calendar year.
And they will wrap up the season and kick off 2026 in Minnesota as the divisional game to close it out will be against the Vikings in week 18.
So there is your Packers schedule for 2025. A couple of quick takeaways for me, Gabe, that I want to get yours as well. We mentioned it at the top, really early bye. Week 5 bye, hate that. Don't love the injuries that could pile up down the stretch without any real break. You have a mini bye after that Thanksgiving game against the Lions before taking on the Bears. 10 days of rest there. But, I mean, you really gear up. I mean, it's a short week after the Broncos game. So you go Bears December 7th at the Broncos the 14th. Only 6 days between that and their next game against the Bears on that Saturday night, December 20th.
If I were to spin this positively, they've had this happen before under Matt LaFleur, where they've had the early bye. So he kind of knows how to be able to navigate that. But when you start taking a look at that, the depth of the roster becomes very important when you have to play that many games in a row down the stretch. And it's not an easy thing to do, and you want to be playing your best football late, and you're hoping always for that bye kind of the middle of the season so you can rest up and get healthy. But yeah, that mini bye could be big for them after week 13 between the Detroit and Chicago games.
We mentioned a ton of primetime games. Week 2, week 4, week 8, week 10, week 13, and week 16. That's a standalone game against the Bears. Technically not primetime, but 6 standalone national games on the Packers schedule of their 17. Week 2 against the Commanders, week 4 at the Cowboys, week 8 at the Steelers, likely a reunion with their former quarterback if Aaron Rodgers ever wants to sign a contract. Week 10, they will host the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Week 13, it's Thanksgiving at the Lions, and week 16 at the Bears on that Saturday night. So the NFL clearly, Gabe, viewing the Green Bay Packers is obviously a national draw like they always are, but maybe even a true title contender given all the national spotlights they're being put in.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that's made the playoffs each of the last 2 years, and they continue to grow. They're looking at this young team as one. Okay, we know that this is going to be a playoff team, but I mean, let's be honest. Packers' schedule this year, I mean, we already knew this going in. It's not an easy schedule, because instead of playing the AFC South, which is very bad, the Packers went undefeated against last year, now you've got to play the AFC North, which is probably the best division.
Aside from your own?
I was going to say in the AFC. I know the Browns are bad, and they're a bleep show out there in Cleveland, but Cincinnati's dangerous to the point where they were the team nobody wanted to face going into the playoffs last year, and everybody breathed a sigh of relief when they missed the playoffs. And then Baltimore and Pittsburgh have been, you know, perennial playoff teams. So that is a very tough division versus what you had, you know, going up against a year ago. And if the NFC East is the other division that they're playing and that's probably the second best division, I would say, in the NFC as we sit here in the offseason. Because of what the Commanders were last year, you have the defending champs, and it just seems like the Cowboys are doing un-Cowboy things and making right decisions and good decisions to try to improve their team during the offseason. And yes, they've been beat up the last couple of years, but you play them early when they're presumably going to be healthy in Dallas. So it's a tougher schedule, certainly, than it was a year ago, and that's exacerbated by the fact you have a Week 5 bye.
Speaking of playing them early, let's talk about that season opener. It is September 7th. It is the Packers' first season opening game at Lambeau Field since 2018. That's when Rodgers got hurt, came back, and ultimately beat the Bears on that opening game on Sunday Night Football. This is the first time in Matt LaFleur's tenure as a head coach in the National Football League, he is playing week one at home, which is bonkers to me that the Packers have not done that in 7 years. But they will host the Detroit Lions, a 3:25 kickoff on September 7th. The Lions, obviously back-to-back NFC North champions. The Lions 6-1 in their last 7 games against the Green Bay Packers. We've talked many times, Gabe, about week one being kind of a quasi-preseason fourth game, right? Starters are getting acclimated. You're still knocking off some of the rust from the offseason and the preseason because a lot of starters don't play a whole lot in the preseason. The Lions are walking in with a brand new offensive coordinator and a brand new defensive coordinator. Do you view the week one matchup as more of an advantage given some of the changes that Detroit has gone through, or do you still think you're getting, as the great Jim Ross would say, a good old-fashioned slobber knocker week one between the Lions and the Packers?
I if both of those coordinators end up being good, I think, you know, yeah. Getting them earlier as everybody's still trying to settle in, I think is a good thing for the Packers. But the negative part is, well, that defense was pretty beat up a year ago, and they still beat you twice. That defense is going to have Aiden Hutchinson presumably healthy for that game. And again, I'm projecting a little bit because we haven't even seen OTAs and haven't seen Aiden Hutchinson. But if they were trying to remain hopeful that if they made a Super Bowl, you'd somehow play in the Super Bowl, I'm guessing he'll be ready week one in early September against the Packers. So I know there are a lot of people, and that was kind of the discourse today I felt on social media, about, oh, I hate these week one divisional games. Everybody's still trying to ease their way in. Like, yeah, I understand you want to back, and the Packers' schedule is backfilled with a lot of divisional games as they play the other five from week 12 on. So they're pretty backloaded for divisional games this season. But I love having that like game that's going to have that juice right away. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ask me, would you rather play Jacksonville week one or would you rather play Detroit week one? Man, it's week one. We've been waiting for football. I don't want to ease into the season. I want to jump in. Like, you've got preseason games. Get ready in the preseason games. You got the joint practices. You got a month of practice. Like, get your team ready and be ready to go and hit the ground running week one. Like, I don't understand what's so hard about that.
I don't think there's anything hard about it, to be real honest with you, right? I think that adds, to use your word, it adds juice in that locker room.
Yeah.
You think Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love, et cetera, aren't going to be extra amped up because they get a crack at a team that's kicked their ass the last several seasons? 6-1, the Lions' record against the Packers in their last seven matchups. The only win for the Packers on Thanksgiving 2 years ago. Otherwise, it's been all Lions since Dan Campbell took over in Detroit. So to have a crack at the king of the NFC North the last two seasons right out of the gates, that's an awesome feeling. And no extra juice going to be needed for that one for either of these teams, because I think we realize the players in that locker room, the coaches in those facilities, they understand these are the two best teams in the NFC North.
Yeah.
And you get an early lead and an early win over the other team that's likely gunning for the top of the NFC North right out of the gates in week one. That could be something pretty special to start off the season.
You had mentioned this earlier. The one thing that also stood out to me was the last four games. It's not great, Bob.
Not great.
So you close out your last 4 weeks, 3 of 4 on the road, and your lone game is against Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and the Baltimore Ravens. Like, that's a tough stretch, because those divisional games against Chicago, Minnesota, I'm assuming are going to be big for, you know, because the Packers were 1-5 in the division a year ago, and you want to close stronger than that. Denver was a good team a year ago, so that's a tough way to end it. That's a tough stretch to end it, especially with having three of four of those games on the road. It's tough. I think that's probably the toughest part of the schedule.
Either that or the bye in week five. I mean.
Yeah, I'm just talking about like the grouping of games.
Yeah.
You know, like the stretch of 3 or 4 games, that's probably the toughest one. Toughest stretch.
I'll just say this. I agree with you in terms of stretch, but those first two games, real interesting. You have the reigning division champion week one in the Lions, and then on a short week, just 4 days later, it was the team that was in the NFC Championship game last year in the Washington Commanders in week two. The Packers start 0-2. I mean, you've seen those graphics before after 2 weeks in the NFL.
Yeah.
The percentage chance of an 0-2 team making the postseason is not super high. So the Packers definitely need to win one of those two right out of the gate.
Good.
In order to.
If you want to go where you want to go, right? Like, if you want to be that team that continues to grow in this young team that's a threat in the NFC, yeah, you go 1-1 of those games. You got to win one of those. Prove that, because if they would have taken care of business more down the stretch, and I know it ended up not mattering what they did against Chicago, even though that was a tough loss to close it out in week 18, who's to say you couldn't have done what the Commies did last year? Because they had better matchups, and they didn't have to play, you know, that tough Eagles team until the NFC Championship game. And you could have done that for yourself had you taken care of business down the stretch. So these are the type of teams you got to beat. You got to go out there and prove it. I'm excited by it. I'm excited to be tested and see what this team is made of early in the season.
Yeah, I fully agree with you on that. Gabe Neitzel, Alex Stroph with you. It is a special NFL schedule release show here on ESPN Wisconsin. As the great, here's my second WWE reference right off the top. As the great Ric Flair once said, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
And you've got that opportunity in the first 2 weeks with the Lions and Commanders coming to Green Bay to start out the season. Speaking of the man, our man, Jason Wilde from Wilde and Tausch, channel3000.com, longtime Packers beat reporter, joins us coming up next to break down all things Packers schedule with you until 8 o'clock right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the NFL Schedule Release Special on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Roll it on, ESPN Wisconsin Schedule Release Special. Alex Stroph, Gabe Neitzel hanging out with you from the Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all studio. Jason Wilde, the three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, co-host Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin each day from 9 to noon, joins us now. And before we really get into the weeds, I'll just give the floor to Jason Wilde. Any early takeaways from looking at the Packers' schedule, Mr. Wilde?
Wow. Yeah. He was just offended by your question. Decided not to answer it.
Yeah, apparently.
Maybe because you called him Mr. Wilde?
That could have been it. That could have been it. Well, we'll reconnect with Jason momentarily. So I guess he has no early takeaways. I really don't either. That's our show, everybody. Thanks for hanging.
So going back to that early bye, this is what happened in Jordan Love's first year as well, when they had it wasn't quite this early, but it was week 6 bye. And unfortunately, they didn't play, weren't playing great football early in the season, football later in the season. But they know how to navigate. And the fact that it's happened with Jordan, with Matt LaFleur, again, I don't love it. It's one of my least favorite things about this schedule, that they have the earliest bye you can possibly have. But I think they're going to do a pretty good job of navigating it, seeing as how they've had to do it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. This is an interesting schedule. And we knew this all along. We always knew the opponents that they would be playing.
Mm-hmm.
But to have the following teams in the first half of the season, Lions, Commanders, Bengals, maybe the Steelers I'd throw in there, but even the Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboys have George Pickens on that offense. I mean, there's some really good offenses.
Oh, yeah.
That first half of the season.
And even if Aaron Rodgers isn't on the if Aaron Rodgers is on the Steelers, that makes it that team, that offense especially, more formidable. But I mean, the Cardinals have built up some pretty good young players on that offense. It all kind of comes down to, can you contain Kyler Murray? Again, the NFL is just the Giants, you got to have a good plan for Malik Nabers. Yeah, I mean, the one position we've talked about a lot in terms of cornerback this offseason. I mean, we knew this going in, but that position is going to be tested based on the teams that are on the schedule this year because of the number of good wide receivers they have to go up against.
Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, Bengals, all in your first 5 games. And they all have pretty good duos of wide receivers. All right, we go back to Jason Wilde, the 3-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, rejoining us now on the program. Alex Stroph, Gabe Neitzel with you. Jason, early takeaways from the Packers schedule release.
Well, I just said them all. I'm sorry you couldn't hear them. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. I've been talking the whole time. I think you guys have covered a lot of what I would have said. I mean, look, the October 26th, I'm sorry. I understand he's not on their roster yet, but the possibility of him, of Aaron Rodgers facing his former team, I don't know how you beat that, but look, they're tied for the 5th most difficult schedule based on winning percentage of their opponents from last season. And we know that all these teams change, and so that's not, the end-all, be-all way to judge the strength of schedule. We don't know who's good, who's not. But, you look at their schedule, and I would say they didn't do the Packers any favors. And I'm sure there's other teams with other beat writers and radio guys having the same conversation about their schedule. But, the really early bye, I know they've got the Thanksgiving game that gives them, a mini bye back there. But not only do they have the early bye, but they also have the mini bye of playing on Thursday after week 2. like it's not, it doesn't do them a whole lot of favors, I would say. And look, they got four primetime games. I would say that the fact that they have those still underscores their national popularity right now. I think the maximum you can be given going into the season is five. If you look at the last five seasons, going back to 2020, the Kansas City Chiefs have played 26 primetime games. The Packers have played 25.
Wow.
So that tells you, you know, kind of how they're viewed. So, again, now there a bunch of these games are can be flexed. You know, that first year with Love, I think they had five scheduled primetime games. And then, you know, the TV networks kind of hedged their bets by having a number of them late in the year when they could flex out of them. And ultimately, not only did they not flex out of them, but then they flexed that Vikings game into prime time at U.S. Bank Stadium. So, you know, you guys have made some really good points. Those are the things that jumped off the page to me when I first saw the schedule.
We know that Matt LaFleur doesn't like playing international games, and we knew that they weren't going to do that earlier this week when the NFL released that. And you mentioned the early bye. Because they had to deal with the early bye 2 years ago, the first year that Jordan Love was the starter, do you think they have a pretty good plan in order to navigate that this season?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, you can plan all you want. It still sucks, mm-hmm. right?
Oh yeah.
Like and again, you know that and then they had the didn't they have the other issue of wait, wasn't that 2020? Are you sure that was 2023?
So 2023, they had a week six bye. So it's not quite week five, but, you know, still an incredibly early bye.
Right. And then the year before that, they turned down the bye.
Because they didn't want it to be that early.
Because they didn't want it that early after five games, after losing the Giants in London. And then they had a bye with four games left in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which was also less than ideal.
Yeah, just not great.
Like, you know, the either way, even though Tausch always messes up this saying, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so either you're running a lengthy gauntlet and then you have a very late bye, or you have an early bye, now you're running that gauntlet late. And again, I would underscore the fact, too, that they use up whatever benefit there is to playing a Thursday night game by ending up with that in week two. Like the great thing about the otherwise drawbacks of Thursday night football is that you then get a mini bye after that. You don't need it after week two. That's one you'd like to have later in the season. Now you mm-hmm. do obviously again have Thanksgiving, which provides you one of those little mini byes as well. But, you know, again, I'm guessing if I was sitting with Matt LaFleur right now, having a Pinot Grigio or whatever it is he drinks, he's probably irritated with how early the bye comes for his team.
Well, the weather will still be nice enough in week five for him to have a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, just on the back deck or something. Yeah,
warm weather wine. Yeah, no doubt about it. Jason Wilde with us here, ESPN Wisconsin's schedule release special. Alex Strofe, Gabe Neitzel with you until 8 o'clock tonight. The Bears come to Green Bay week 14, December 7th. 13 days later, the Packers go to Soldier Field December 20th. That is 13 days between two matchups against their bitter rival who mm-hmm. beat them in week 18 this past season. You've got, what was it, Gabe? It was five divisional matchups in the final 7 weeks, if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, from week 12 on, you have five of the six games.
And obviously the other one comes week one against the Lions. What about the divisional games stuck out to you, Jason?
That they're all kind of clumped together, right? I mean, you obviously have the Lions game to open the season, but the fact that two games against the Vikings, two games against the Bears, and one game against the Lions all come in the final, what is that, 7 weeks of the season? Is my math right there?
Your math is correct, yes.
Four,
well done.
Six, seven. That's, you know, that's problematic that five of those seven games will all be divisional games, or it's a immense opportunity. Look, I don't, you know, none of us know, right? We always kind of do this fun exercise, even though we're not supposed to, of going through all 17 games, win, loss, win, 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 loss.
You want to do that loss with us coming up next, Jason? We're doing that next segment. If you want to stick around.
No, I'd love to, but we all do it, right? Whether
yes.
we do it on the air or not. And none of us knows what the hell we're talking about. Like, you know, I picked them to go, you and I, devastating our young friend, picked them to go, what was it, 6-11 in 2023?
Mm-hmm.
And instead they went 9-8 and made the playoffs. And then last year I picked them to go 12-5. They finished 11-6. You know, I felt like they were who I thought they were last year.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what they are this year. And if I went game by game, I don't know where I would land. But I would say this. To me, the biggest thing about this schedule is the bookends of it. Like, you start the season, and no offense to Cleveland, Cleveland rocks, but you start the season, even if you don't think Brian Schottenheimer is a great choice to replace Mike McCarthy, that's on the road in prime time in Dallas.
They've done some things to get better. Yeah, they've done some things to get better this year, Jason.
So in the first 4 weeks, you get the Lions, who have won the division the last 2 years, and hey, maybe it's a good thing to get them early as they try to, you know, get their sea legs with two new coordinators, right, after losing both Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Then you get the Commanders, who played in the freaking NFC Championship game last year with their rookie quarterback. And then 2 weeks later, you get the Cowboys. But then at the end, like, if you, and I know there's a polluted mindset, Mike McCarthy would tell me, but if you don't win those first two games out of the chute, not only are you 0-2 against two of the theoretically best teams in your conference, but on top of that, you're also 0-2 in two home games, and you only have 8 of them because this is a year where you have 9 road games. So suddenly now you have, out of the final 15 games, 9 of them are on the road. So getting off to a fast start is going to, against two really good teams, is going to be enormous. And then having a really good finishing kick against a NFC North heavy lineup is also going to be the big decider for this team.
All right. Two very quick things for Jason Wilde before we let him go and we take a break here on ESPN Wisconsin schedule release special. The gold package this year, neither of the games that the gold package gets is on a Sunday. Week 2 against the Commanders Thursday night football. Week 10 against the Eagles Monday night football is your gold package games this year after receiving all 3 divisional games last year. Maybe the Packers righting a wrong with that one.
No, come on, man. We can't continue. We can't continue that narrative, right? Like, I know everybody from the gold package last year thought, oh yeah, the NFL, they really like the Milwaukee season. No, they have nothing to do with any of this. The NFL sets the schedule. Does it suck for the Milwaukee season ticket holders to have 2 weekday primetime games? Yes, that is unfortunate.
I am starting to believe Gabe did not sense the sarcasm in my voice when I said that.
Well, no, I just don't even, because people are dumb out there.
I didn't either.
People are dumb out there, Strofe, and I don't want to give any credence to any
nice.
Of this. I want the green
nice,
and gold package people. I want them to come together. I want to end the civil war between the green and gold season ticket.
Hey, I got bad news for you, brother. You ain't ended the civil war. All right, real quick, I want everybody to answer with the sexiest game on the schedule that's not a divisional opponent. So I don't want an answer of the Lions, Vikings, or Bears.
That's easy.
Go ahead.
Steelers.
Oh, that's not the route I would have gone.
Yeah,
Steelers,
again,
Sunday Night Football, October
assuming,
26th.
I'm assuming whatever number he's going to be wearing, I mean, 12's retired there, so he can't wear it. I don't know if 8's retired, if he can wear 8 there. Rodgers, if Rodgers under center, that's the answer.
Okay, Steelers, Jason?
Do I have to pick something different now that that's been taken?
No, you can also pick that if you want.
Yeah, no, I don't think anything comes close to that. If he's the quarterback there.
Correct.
If he's, you know, happily married and decides I'm not playing this season, then that becomes a hell of a lot less sexy. Although if you want that Mason Rudolph revenge game, hey, more power to you. Look, there's some there are some games on this schedule that are really good football games, right? I mean, and let's not forget, the Cincinnati Bengals certainly had their problems last year, but they kind of figured things out down the stretch. Mm-hmm. And were probably the team that you didn't want any part of if you were an NFC team worried about them making the postseason. So that's not an easy game either. But look, I look at this schedule. There are some potential clunkers that you better not lose, right? I mean, you can't go to Arizona and lose, for example, when you've got some of these other challenging games. But again, I'm going to go back to the first two games in a four-day window or five-day window. Like, the idea of facing those two teams, one that made the NFC Championship game 2 years ago and lost it, the other that made last year's NFC Championship game, those are big-time, big-time games.
Well said. Jason Wilde, we will be listening to you tomorrow at 9 a.m., breaking down the schedule, I'm sure, with Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tascher. Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
The great Jason Wilde with us here on ESPN Wisconsin's Schedule Release Special. Well, speaking of the Schedule Release Special, I know you, listening right now to me and Gabe Neitzel, have been waiting 364 games for the long-awaited return of everybody's favorite radio segment. Gabe Neitzel, Alex Stroh play the schedule game. What will the Packers' record be in 2025? We tell you our picks. Coming up next, right here on ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to the NFL Schedule Release Special on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The long-awaited, highly anticipated, never duplicated schedule game coming up right now. ESPN Wisconsin Schedule Release Special with you. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison on YouTube, and of course the all-new, brand-new, customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Alex Stroh. That is the great Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 9 right here on ESPN Milwaukee. The schedule game. You ready?
Let's play it.
We're going to rifle through all 17 or 20 if you want to do the preseason as well. You
skip that? I mean, Jets, Colts, Seahawks. Colts is the road game there. All on Saturdays, the 9th, 16th, and 23rd. Just in case you were wondering.
3-0.
Sure.
Dude, that Canadian cannon, it's going to be on full display in the preseason.
El Gersma?
El Gersma. Hell yeah, brother. All right, let's do it. Week one. Packers play host to the Detroit Lions September 7th at Lambeau Field. The Packers' first season opening game at Lambeau Field since 2018.
I'll say they win that one.
I am going to agree with you. I will also say they win that one, which probably means it's not going to be a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll get to that a bit later. 4 days later, they host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football.
Loss.
Agreed. We are on the same page thus far. At the Browns, week three.
Win.
Yep. Sunday Night Football, week four, at the Cowboys.
Win.
Agreed. 3-1 going into the bye for both of us.
Correct.
Highest scoring game in football this year, week six. The Bengals come to Lambeau Field.
Loss.
I disagree. I'm going to take a win there. Week seven, Packers at the Cardinals.
Win.
Agreed. Packers at Steelers, Sunday Night Football, week eight.
Win.
I think Rodgers has it in him. So we're at the same record. I'm going to pick the Packers to lose that game.
All right.
Week 9, imagine we're giving them a win at home against the Panthers. Yes. Week 10, Monday Night Football against the Eagles.
Loss.
Agreed. Week 11, at the Giants.
Win.
Yep. Week 12, hosting the Vikings.
Win.
Agreed. Week 13, Thanksgiving at the Lions.
Loss.
Agreed. Week 14, hosting the Bears on my birthday, Gabe.
Win.
Agreed. 15, at the Broncos.
Win.
Yep. Week 16 at the Bears on a Saturday.
Loss.
Disagree. They're getting their lick back this year. This is where things get tricky. Week 17, they host the Ravens.
Loss.
Week 18, they host the Vikings.
Win.
Or excuse me, they go to the Vikings.
Yes.
Five losses.
I had 11-6.
I am going to put a loss there. I will also be 11-6.
So you have them losing back-to-back games at the end of the season.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, I have them losing back-to-back games going into the playoffs.
Tough.
It's a tough stretch. I mean,
I also don't believe in Minnesota. I think J.J. McCarthy is going to be potentially good, but...
I think there could be a scenario there where the Packers don't have anything to play for, and they're locked in as the 5 seed or something. 6 seed, maybe.
I mean, I'm hoping that's not the case, but... Again, the way I look at the division, I think they can. Again, they were very close to winning one of those games against Detroit a year ago. You know, the Bears with Ben Johnson, I'll give him a little bit, but I still not sure if he's going to be able to fix everything that he wants to with Caleb Williams. I'm not a big J.J. McCarthy believer in year one.
I'm not either.
I'm willing to be open about him in the future because the Vikings were so incredibly high. Like, he was going to be their starter until he got hurt and then Darnold stepped in. But... for somebody that I thought clearly needed development and then had to redshirt his first year because right. of a devastating knee injury, I think there are going to be some high moments, but I think that Jeff Hafley will be able to take advantage of a young quarterback, and the Packers defense can create some chaos and turnovers in those games.
Michael on ESPN Milwaukee's YouTube chat says the Packers will be 13-4 and NFC North champions.
Hope you're right.
Philip says the season is inching closer. It sure is, as we have a tangible, real schedule. We know when, where the Packers will be playing all 17 of their regular season games. With the schedule release about 45 minutes ago, hit us up on the Cardinals Tech Talk and Text line. Give us your record prediction as you run through the schedule for the very first time. 800-990-3776. That is the Cardinals Talk and Text line. Liz is more with our friends. From Carbless, Chef Ed chimes in, injuries will hurt us again, 10-7. Why we got to be so negative about injuries? May.
Everyone's got to deal with injuries. Guess what? Guess what, Strofe?
What?
Everyone's going to have to deal with that.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the NFL.
You mean the Lions just actually didn't flame out last year?
No. And man, that defense is... Yeah. It's going to be a little scary when healthy.
Yeah, it is.
Hopefully, again, the
Hopefully
Packers...
Hopefully they don't add Trey Hendrickson, I guess would be the thing.
Oh, boy. If they add Trey Hendrickson, I may have to change my week one prediction.
Ricky Spanish on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. Super tough schedule. I don't know how the Packers will get through it. 17-0 undefeated. you were ready to come at Ricky so quickly?
No, I wasn't. I was asking you this question, because I'm kind of with Jason. Like, I feel like last year going in... I had a decent feel for the team. Like, you kind of felt that even with, you know, the additions that they made, I mean, clearly I don't think anybody saw Edgerrin Cooper playing as well as he did coming. But Jordan Morgan was a peripheral, you know, contributor, rotating in on the offensive line and ended up getting hurt, so he ended up not playing all that much. But I don't have, I feel like, a great feel for this team. I feel like there are a lot of question marks, and the schedule's a lot tougher. Again, the schedule last year, a lot easier. Schedule a lot tougher this time around, so it was tougher for me to play the schedule game. Because it's just, it's really hard to have a feel for exactly what this team is. Because I feel like they do want to throw it more. Obviously, they draft Matthew Golden, Savion Williams in the first and third rounds. We've heard nonstop from just about every coach on offense that has stepped up there about how much more they want to get Tucker Kraft involved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, we need to have a wide receiver one from Josh Jacobs. Like, are they going to ride Jacobs as much as they did last year? Are they going to try to throw it a little bit more? It's tough to kind of put your finger on what all of this is going to look like.
It is. I agree with you fully, and I think that's what makes that opening game against the Lions so intriguing to me, and then back-to-back with the Commanders 4 days later. You're facing the top of the NFC right off the bat. So you better figure out real fast how good you can be in 2025, because the teams you're facing in weeks one and two and maybe in week four with the Cowboys, and then later in the season, week 10 with the Eagles, the Lions again week 13, the Ravens week 17. Those are all teams that are viewed as real, legitimate Super Bowl contenders in 2025. You've got several of them on your schedule in 2025. If you want to prove you belong, you have to do a little bit better than you did last year against the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Lions, where you were a combined, counting the postseason, 0-6.
If you go 1-5 against the division again this year,
you're not a playoff team.
Correct.
Yep.
Because the schedule is tougher. Because you were able to go 4-0 against the AFC South. I doubt you go 4-0 against the AFC North this year.
I would also doubt that.
So you got to pick up. If you want to get back to double-digit wins, got to find those wins elsewhere. I know we made the joke about the preseason, but do you think they go joint practices with any of those teams leading into those games? Jets, Colts, Seahawks.
I think the Jets would just be funny.
Yeah, with Rodgers gone, you know, like you just missed out on it.
Yeah. I don't know if that would happen with, but maybe Aaron Glenn being the head coach there, the former defensive coordinator of the Lions. There's obviously some sort of relationship there, so maybe. I would guess so. They tend to like those.
I mean, the Packers certainly do. Yeah, the Packers certainly do. I don't know if there's a relationship out in Seattle. You know, obviously there's the familiarity with the front offices because Schneider was here for so long. So I don't know if you work out something. But again, I don't know if you want it. It seems like those joint practices are the first 2 weeks of those preseason games. Mm. Typically that last week you kind of let it stand alone.
Yeah, the Colts GM is a Wisconsin guy. The Seahawks GM is a Wisconsin guy. Chris Ballard, of course, the Colts played for the Badgers back in the day. John Schneider, a Green Bay area guy originally from DePere. Has a ton of relationships, formerly worked for the Packers at one point. So you've got a ton of relationships across the board, but your point is correct. They would do that earlier rather than later. So probably not Seattle at the end of the preseason. Maybe New York early and Green Bay or at Indianapolis for joint practices. Hey, man, whatever it takes to get ready for that
tough
start.
You got to hit the ground running. Like, there's no easing into the season, as Jason pointed out. No just kind of gently dropping yourself into the hot tub.
And it feels like that's emphasized this year.
Take a look at Thursday Night Football, you know, to open up the season. The Eagles are doing it with a divisional game.
Yeah.
You know, but you think about a number of years ago when it was the Chiefs and, you know, Chiefs opens up against the Lions. Now you've got to be able to hit the ground running. You've got to be able to roll, and having early divisional games seems to be something that the NFL is emphasizing this year.
Record predictions: Brett and Eau Claire 10-7, Phillip 14-3, Chad 12-5, battling for the North 5-1 in the division. Justin says 12-5 ceiling, 9-8 floor, and then FSU Packers says 12-5 seems reasonable. We will give our final thoughts on the Packers schedule, which has officially been released, as we wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin schedule release special right here on ESPN Wisconsin. ESPN Wisconsin schedule release special. Alex Stroff, Gabe Neitzel, spending a few more minutes with you on your Wednesday night. We have a schedule. Gold package games for you Milwaukee ticket holders. Neither of them on a Sunday. Week 2, Thursday Night Football against the Commanders. Week 10, Monday Night Football against the reigning Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Gabe, I heard you have questions.
So the Athletic just put this out there in terms of primetime games for every NFL team. Three teams do not have a primetime game in 2025. Mm. Who are those three teams?
Mm. Okay, I did see one because it involves the number one overall pick. Tennessee does not have one.
Tennessee does not. I'm
trying to think of other dumpster fires. New Orleans.
New Orleans is the other.
There's one more?
There's one more.
Surprising or no?
God, no.
NFC or AFC?
AFC.
God, no. He said Jacksonville?
No, the Cleveland Browns. Browns, yikes. With no primetime
games. No Shedeur Sanders primetime games?
No Shedeur Sanders primetime. No Dylan Gabriel in primetime. Who has the most primetime games?
Kansas City.
Two teams have six with the second most.
Philadelphia, Dallas?
That's correct. And then, so Green Bay, they list Green Bay at 5. I don't know that if that's because they're counting that Bears game, which could potentially be at
Saturday,
7 p.m. It's Saturday at 3:30 or 7 would be the time for that.
Got it.
So I don't know if they're already counting that. So the Packers, Lions, Niners, Bills, and this team, this surprising team, have 5.
Surprising team has 5. I don't know why. I just feel it. And also I'm staring at them because the Packers play them in week 7. Is it the Arizona Cardinals?
It is not the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals have 2 primetime games.
The Giants.
The Giants have 3 primetime games.
All right, I give up. Who is it?
The Atlanta Falcons are playing 5 times in primetime.
That seems...
Who the hell asked for that much Falcons?
Well, I can answer that. Not me. Not you.
Who's asking for that much
Atlanta Falcons?
Not Chris Larson,
who's running the show for us. I don't think he's asking for the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think that's the case. Well, in case you missed it, you can find the schedule at Packers.com. The season begins September 7th. And for the first time since 2018, the season begins at Lambeau Field as the Packers host the Detroit Lions. 5 of the Packers' final 7 games will be against divisional opponents, including 2 games against the Chicago Bears in 13 days, December 7th and December 20th, 2 games with the rival to the south. And 3 of the Packers' final 4 games will happen on the road, at the Broncos, at the Bears, home against the Ravens, and at the Vikings. Gabe Neitzel, we will be listening to you in 11 hours, breaking this down with Jen Latta and Mark Tremura.
If it makes you feel any better, the Bears also have a Week 5 bye.
Oh, okay. Actually does make me feel a little bit better. Thanks to Chris Larson and Maddie Hayes for running the show tonight. I'm Alex Stroh. Thanks for hanging with us. Go Pack. What'd we say? 11-6? 11-6. The analysis coming up next on ESPN Milwaukee.